that you don't know of, because it's because you can't see what it is. So if you buy a pig in a poke, you buy something that you haven't seen, sort of a grab bag kind of thing. Okay, what do you call the container that a large quantity of sugar is packaged in?
Canister.
What if it's made out of cloth? Something, say a large amount of sugar or fertilizer or anything else.
A burlap bag.
Okay.
Fertilizer. Sure.
Well, that's okay. Okay. And or burlap sack. Do you know the term toe sack? You ever heard of toe sack?
Isn't that a burlap bag?
That's the same thing?
That's what I thought.
Okay. Yeah, it is. Okay. Do you know what you would call, let's say if you were chopping wood or whatever, the amount of wood that you can carry in your arms at one time is called a...
arm load.
Okay, that's fine. Sometimes called a turn.
Right.
A turn of wood. Okay, when the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new... If this burned out, I would have to put in a new...
bulb.
Okay.
Light bulb.
Okay. When you carry the washing out to hang it on the line, you have to carry it in a...
laundry basket.
Okay. What kind of containers do nails get? Well, let me put that differently. You can also get beer in this kind of container. It's like a small barrel.
Keg.
Excuse me?
Keg.
Okay. And something like 10 or 20 gallons, whatever. Do you know what those rings around the barrel are called? Like the metal rings that go around the barrel to keep the barrel in place?
Nope.
Okay. Well, you sort of had one years ago. I don't know if you can remember or not. It was popular to have these round things that you could move around your waist. They were about this big around, and of course you would do the hula, and you would keep it at your waist.
A hula hoop.
Uh-huh. And a hoop is what that part of the barrel is called. That goes around the barrel to keep it in place. People would do hula hoops not only around their waist but around anything else they could twirl.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when they were popular?
Mm-hmm.
That was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the little thing you put at the top of a bottle so that the, like in a bottle of wine or whatever, that you take out?
Cork.
A cork, okay. What do you call the little musical instrument that you can blow on? You can put it in your mouth,
whistle.
Move it back and forth.
A whistle.
A what?
A whistle.
A whistle, no, you move it back and forth.
A harmonica.
Okay. Sometimes called a mouth harp or anything else, or just a harp, mouth organ. Okay, do you know what you call the musical instrument? Let's see. You hold it between your between your teeth, and you pick it with your finger. I think you sort of hold it on like this and pick it with your finger, and it twangs, and you can sort of hum along with it and make a...
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what it's called.
Okay, it's called a Jew's harp.
Oh.
It's usually called a Jew's harp, J-E-W-S. Okay, what do you call the instrument you use to drive a nail with?
Hammer.
Okay. If you have a wagon, do you know what that piece of wood that goes